AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Another 450 or so U.S. troops have been ordered to Iraq. President Obama is sending them there to train Iraqi forces, along with Sunni militia members in Anbar province, the Islamic State stronghold. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
What we're trying to do here is bring the Sunnis into the fold, bring them into the tent, so that they can join with the Iraqi government, with the Iraqi security forces, and defeat ISIL.
Senator John McCain, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, calls this latest move, quote, incrementalism at its best or worst, depending upon how you describe it. A Massachusetts man has been killed while fighting alongside Kurdish forces against the Islamic State group in Syria. Kurdish militia group says Keith Broomfield was killed in battle a week ago near Syria's border with Turkey. The head of the National Bar Association, Pamela Means, says last Friday's online video showing McKinney, Texas police officer Eric Casepolt pushing a teenage girl to the ground during a disturbance outside a community pool is to her a sign that laws need to be changed when it comes to the use of force by police.
McKinney's not a moment. This is a movement. And if America don't stand up and take notice and begin to change the laws on a state, a local, and a federal level, we'll be back here again.
Others at a news conference this afternoon are demanding Casebolt be arrested and charged. But his attorney, Jane Bishkin, says
that day was not representative of the 10-year service to the community of McKinney. And it is hope. That by his resignation, the community may start to heal.
Bishkin adds that Casebolt and his family are now in seclusion because of death threats that they have received. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 234 points. This is AP Radio News. The man accused of abducting and killing a University of Virginia student enters an Alford plea on charges that he attacked and molested a woman in Northern Virginia in 2005. In today's plea, Matthew admits prosecutors have enough evidence to convict him, but he says he maintains his innocence. A day after San Francisco slapped warning labels on sugary drink ads, New York City's taking aim at salt in restaurants.
The salt shaker icon would be attached to dishes that contain more than a day's worth of sodium. Health Commissioner Mary Bassett says the symbol follows on the posting of calorie information.
The vast majority of restaurant patrons appreciate the presence of calorie information, and by expanding this to sodium, we enable people to make healthier choices.
Restaurant groups call the proposed rule burdensome. Bassett says hidden salt is a top contributor to heart disease, a leading killer in the city. The regulation could get final approval by year's end. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.